Tisake! Somebody celebrate Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Sit on top of your enemies. Squeeze them. Suffocate them. Let them feel uncomfortable. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Well, I'm blessed to be here. Amen. Go somewhere. Preach somewhere. It's beautiful. Hallelujah. May we go somewhere and preach somewhere. Gift. Go somewhere. Preach somewhere. Wow. Beautiful. Hold your neighbor's shoulder and shake him and tell him or her, go somewhere. Preach somewhere. Shake him until he falls down. Go somewhere. Preach. Uncle Patrick, please. Tell her, go somewhere. Preach somewhere. Auntie Mary, go somewhere. Preach somewhere. Auntie Happiness, go somewhere. Preach somewhere. Auntie Angela, go somewhere. Preach. Auntie Eunice, go somewhere. Preach somewhere. My wife, go somewhere. Come on, give the Lord a shout. Please. Welcome, you know, my wife is the niece of Queen Elizabeth. Hallelujah. Okay. When I was marrying her, I didn't know that she was related to Queen Elizabeth. But now that I know, I'm going to pay more bride price. What a shock. Please, can you welcome her to say hello? Lady Pastor Elsie, come on. Go somewhere. Wow. What a shock. What a shock! What a shock! You want to take a picture? Hallelujah! I said hallelujah! Are you not amazed that such a beautiful lady fell in love with a man like me? What a shock! Anyway, please sit down for a minute. Sit down for a minute. So that Lady Pastor Elsie, and she arrived on Friday surprising all of us. And we're happy to have her. So, madam, go somewhere.
Hallelujah.
What a shock.
Go somewhere, huh? Go somewhere, preach somewhere. So my husband has gone somewhere. And he's preaching somewhere. Hallelujah. I bring you greetings from Accra, Ghana, the Kodesh. Above all, I bring you greetings from the entire UD body. There's a bigger family out there. It's not just what you see here. There's a very big family out there. And I bring you greetings because I come from the headquarters. Hallelujah. It's a joy to be here. It's a blessing, actually, to be here by the grace of God. And I think I cannot continue without saying thank you to Bishop Doug Hayward Mills, our prophet, our founder, our number one people's person, and our shepherd as well. By his grace, by obeying the call on his life, he made it possible for my husband to come here to continue with the building of the churches. And in that same grace, I have now come to meet people here. I remember people I saw the last time. I remember Deborah, Roslyn, where are you? I saw you. Yes, I did. Erica, where's Erica? She's Erica. Oh, there you are. Okay. Is that Erica? It is. Yeah, that's right. I saw you. Hallelujah. Deborah. And the other, is that Deborah at the back? Yeah, hallelujah. But it's a blessing to come, go away, and come back to see people I met the previous time. You see, that's great of continuity. The Bible tells us that, it tells you that you do not walk in the counsel of the ungodly. Psalm 1, verse 1, 2. But it says that they'll be planted by the rivers of water. You see, they'll be planted. So as you stay planted in the church, I believe that in due season, you shall eat the good of the land if you do not faint. Hallelujah. So God bless you all. You've made my husband so happy, he doesn't want to come home. So now I have to rethink my life. Anyway, but God bless you all. I'm so glad to be here. May God bless this church. May God establish this church. And may this church be a living wonder in the land of Ibadan. God bless you all. Amen.
Wow. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. So, God bless us. Amen. She said that I'm enjoying so much. I don't want to go home. This is home now for me. Ibadan is home for me. Amen. And it's a blessing. And she came, like I said, it's a surprise coming. And go back because our son is getting married on the 2nd of October. Right? So we'll go and ensure that the mic comes on, and then we'll come finally and fully by the grace of God. Say amen. Thank you very much, my wonderful wife. Is she beautiful? Wow. I know how to choose. Those young men who are not married, may God give you eyes to choose well. Amen. Anyway, there's so much excitement in the church. Hallelujah. And I'm grateful to God for the life of every one of us. I know, Auntie Felicia, are you in the church? Beautiful. I know that God has good things in store for us. And so I'm going to share the word of God with us very, very shortly. Pastor Edward and Auntie Sandra also went home, went to Ghana for a short while, but they couldn't stay in Ghana. They were worrying me all the time. Every day they would call me, send me pictures from the church. I said, come yourself. And now they've come. What a blessing. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, we submit ourselves to you this morning. We are grateful to you for the joy and the pleasure of coming to your word. I pray that everyone here today shall be ministered to by your word. Rule and reign in our hearts and be glorified. We give you thanks and praise in Jesus' name. Shout amen. Wonderful. I started a couple of weeks ago talking to you about the art of following. Am I right? Following, the art of following. Last week was Communion Sunday. Am I right? And then we talked about blessing and cursing. Choose blessing. And we made a good choice, isn't it? You chose blessing and blessing will follow you. May you make good choices in life. How many of you, can I ask you a question? How many of you have made some bad choices before? Lift your right hand, let me see. If you have made a bad choice before, can I see your right hand? Oh, you don't. You don't get what I'm saying? Hello. If you have made a bad or a wrong choice before in life, can I see your hand? Hey, those of you who stand right now, you never made a wrong choice before. What a shock! Many of us have made. Don't tear me down. Don't tear me down, brother. Okay. Many of us have made wrong choices before. But God is correcting our lives. The reason for which you are in church is for God to place you back on the right track so you can run and run well and obtain the prize. You should have shouted amen. Zainab, are you with me? Have you made wrong choices before? You have. All of us have made wrong choices. Life is about choices. Amen. But I believe that God's word is going to guide us from now. You are not going to make any wrong choices again. Some choices that you make are not so important. It will not affect you forever. For example, if I choose to wear a red tie or a black tie, it's not going to affect me forever. But there's some choices when I make them, it can affect the rest of my life. May you make the right choices in your life. Are you with me? Right. So today, I'm going to continue and talk about the art of following. Now, turn your Bible with me. All of us, let's read from Hebrews chapter 6 and verse number 12. Hebrews chapter 6, verse number 12. Royal, I'm happy the way you're playing the keyboard today. You're retiring, Reverend Eugene. That's beautiful. Keep it up. Fantastic. Hebrews chapter 6 and verse number 12. I want everybody in this church, including those who are chatting, to look on the screen or your Bible and let's all read together. By the way, choir, you sound beautifully. Congratulations. Fantastic job. Right. Let's all read. Ready? Go. That ye be... Hello. Ready? Go. That ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Can we take it again? That ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Do you have another version of the Bible, the Amplified or something? If you have it there, put it on. But I am teaching all of us to understand that in life we are following, everybody is following somebody. Whether you say it or not, there are people that we call, some of us call them their idols. Now the Amplified say that so that you will not be spiritually sluggish, but will instead be imitators of those who through faith lean on God with absolute trust and confidence in Him and in His power, and by patient endurance, even when suffering, are now inheriting the promises. Say amen.
Amen.
Now I'm saying to all of you that it's important that, you know, we have what we call idols. I knew a certain young lady several years back, when you go to her room, you will see Michael Jackson's pictures every corner of the room, because Michael Jackson was her idol, the one that she was following, soaking in his music, following him, and everything that Michael Jackson has done, she knows it. And many of us, we are people that we admire, number one. And number two, we follow. The first step to following somebody is admire the person. Am I right? So you admire the person and you want to be like him. Many of you people want to be like this politician and that politician. But in these teachings, I'm teaching you that, Uncle Femi, I was looking around for you. I'm glad you're around. I thought you didn't make it today. I'm teaching you that there are people in the Bible that we can learn from. Can I have an amen? Are you still in church? I said, are you still in church? Many young people are following the wrong person. What a shock. What a shock. You are following the wrong person. Now, there's no way they can't follow the wrong person and get to the right place. Yes, I'll say it again. You cannot follow a wrong person and get to the right place. You cannot be on the Iwo road and say you are going to arrive at in Lagos. You are heading towards Iwo road and you are going Iwo and you are going to Lagos. It can't happen that way. But I believe that in these teachings, God is going to help us. Shouting stars, shout amen. Are you still in church? And God is going to... Bible says that ye be not slothful, Gideon. In other words, don't be lazy, but followers, Chika, followers of them who through faith and patience obtained the promise. There are two keys you need in your life, faith and patience. Somebody say faith and patience. Come on, say it loud like your voice is yours. One more time. One more time. Lois, faith and patience. You need these two keys. If you're a young lady, believe God that you'll get married by faith. And also be patient and marry at the right time. Don't follow somebody's husband. I know why I didn't say amen. I know why I didn't say amen. Hello, are you still in church?
Yes.
You need faith to get married, but you need patience to marry at the right time.
Oh.
What a worry. Some of you, the way you are looking at me, I know I'm dialing your number. Pick the phone and answer the call right there.
Preaching.
Amen. I said amen.
Amen.
I said you need what? Faith. Someone say, I need faith and patience. Many young men in Nigeria don't want to be, are not patient. That is why they do Yahoo Yahoo. They want to be rich tomorrow. I'm telling you. They don't want to settle down, finish school, get a job, and trust God for God's blessing. They want a shorter cut. But that shortcut that leads to disaster, there's a way that seems right to a man. Bible says that the end of that way is death. May you not follow that wrong way in Jesus' name. Come on, shout amen again. Don't follow that wrong way. It may look attractive. It may see that your colleagues appear to be driving cars and your classmates at the age of 19, 20, 21, they seem to be having so much. But I'm telling you that it may look right, but it doesn't mean it is right. The father it looks right doesn't mean it is right. Somebody say, preach, Bishop, preach. You see, when I'm preaching and you are looking at me that way, you are the reason why I'm saying what I'm saying. I'm preaching. When I look at your face, you see, when your face is squeezed, when you frown, it's a sign. When you tie your face, it's a sign that I'm dialing your mobile number. Say amen. If you came to this church, there's a blessing for you. But I'm telling you, there's a blessing that Bible said the blessing of the Lord makes rich and ask no so. The blessing of the Lord, not every blessing is a blessing, but the blessing of the Lord will make you rich and will add no sorrow to it. But the blessing of this word will make you rich and add sorrow to it.
Amen.
What a word! What a word! I said, the blessing of this world, it will make you rich, but it will come with sorrow. You people are telling me to go and watch a King of Boys. Isn't it? The blessing of this world can make you rich, but will add sorrow to it. Many people don't end well, but you will end well in Jesus' name. Your life will end well. Your children will end well. Your future will be bright. God will direct your steps aright. Shout amen, somebody. Are you still here? Right, so now we started talking about one of the beautiful people in the Bible that we can follow is Abraham. Am I right? And so we are taking off with Abraham. And we started the other day, we are talking about what is it about, when you say the art of following. Following this man, following this person. Hey, come again. Right, come again. So, following the person. Following me is not just follow me wherever I go, follow me. Now, following me, you see, he's following me around. He's following me. You know, so as I was saying, the act of following me is follow a person. Do you understand? Now, he's following me. Now, see, as I was saying, now I'm going to the toilet. He's following me. Now, you see, you can follow me, but that doesn't mean follow me to the toilet. The act of following means look at the person's character and learn from his character and pray that God will make you like the person. Can I have an amen? Look at the outcome of the person's life. The person that you are admiring, look at how his life ended. Look at how his life is going. Is it going well? Is there something about his life that I can learn and glean? Is there something in him that I can also add on to my life so that I will end the way he ended? Because not everybody ends well, but some ended well. May you follow those who lived and ended well in Jesus' name. I didn't hear you amen at all. Are you still here? So now we know Father Abraham, God bless him. And the other day we talked about the fact that he lived a long life. He was blessed. He became rich. He became prosperous. He had many cattle. He was wealthy. And God, promoted and blessed him. May that promotion come upon you also. May that blessing come upon you also. That is Genesis chapter 13, verse 1 and 2. Then we'll move very fast and finish with Abraham today. And next week, I'm going to take about 5 Bible characters that we are going to follow. We are going to learn from them. Say amen.
Amen.
All right. Have you found it? Bible says, and Abraham went out of Egypt, he and his wife, and all that he had. All right? And Lot with him to the south. Now God had instructed them. Now verse 2. Look at verse 2. Let's all read. Ready, go. And Abraham was... Hello, I can't hear you. Let's start again. Ready, go. One more time. And Abraham. Are you sure you own your voice? Does your voice belong to you? So now read it louder and clear. Ready, go.
It's very rich in cattle, in silver and in gold.
Listen. By the time your life is over, you are the one that this will be said about.
Amen.
Now, I would like you to put your name there in the name of Abraham, and believe that that's how your life will end.
Amen.
Now, ready, go, and oh, some of you didn't read it at all. One more time. Some of you don't believe it. Do you believe it?
Yes.
You end well. You'll not be a debtor at the time of your debts. You'll not be owing everybody around. You'll not die in prison. I say you will not die in prison. You'll not die as a pauper. As you follow God, God will bless you. God will honor you. And God will favor you. Ezekiel, do you understand what I'm saying? God is going to be God going to bless you. So now, quickly, 5 important things that we are seeing in Abraham's life. Number one, the fact that the act of following Abraham is an act of obeying God. And we talk in detail about it. May you obey God. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
Obeying God is one of the most important keys in life. Hallelujah. If you don't obey God, you're going to end up in a curse. But God delivered from every curse in Jesus' name. Shout amen.
Amen.
Now, one of the things, you see, when you read Isaiah chapter 51, verse number 2. Isaiah 51, verse number 2. Look unto Abraham, your father, and unto Sarah that bear you. For I called him alone and blessed him. Amen. For I did what? I called him alone and blessed him. You'll be blessed. I said you'll be blessed. Now God was speaking through Isaiah, and Isaiah said, look at Abraham, all of you, look at your father. Abraham, at that time he had died many, many years, thousands of years gone. But they say that, look at him, look unto Abraham, your father, and to Sarah, your mother. I called him alone and blessed him. When God calls you, God blesses you. Oh, you are not in church. You are not in church. Nobody is ever called by God and demoted by God. I called him and blessed him. I called him alone and I blessed him. Look, as you keep coming to church, your neighbors and your friends will see the difference between those who serve the Lord and those who don't serve the Lord. There shall be a difference. Come on, push your neighbor and say, there shall be a difference. Push him until he falls down. Say, there shall be a difference. The difference between those who serve the Lord and those who serve him not. There shall be a difference. I tell you. You see, initially, it will look like it's even a bother. Yeah, you are being bothered. It's a waste of time. When you start serving God, when you start walking with God, when you start going to church, when you start reading your Bible, and your friends are sleeping and they are tired, they went to a nightclub, and then they are tired, and you get up and you say that, no, me, I'm not a nightclub person. I'm going to church, and the way they are enjoying the sleep. And you are making all the effort. You're taking keke, you are taking the okada. You enter the okada and then you are arriving church. And you look tired. And it's like when you go home, when you go back to your hostel, when you go back home, they are just relaxed and they are still sleeping. And it looks like you are even wasting your time. But don't worry. I said what? Don't worry. A time will come. There shall be a difference between those who serve the Lord and those who don't serve him. What a word. Are you still in church? So keep on obeying God. Keep on doing what God says you should do. Keep on trusting in him. Keep on being available. Keep on coming to church. Keep on reading. Keep on being close to God. The outcome of your life will be beautiful. The next important thing that we can learn from Abraham is the fact that Abraham believed God. Say amen. Amen. Abraham believed, he had faith in God. The act of following Abraham is an act of having faith in God. Don't have faith in politicians. I know you heard what I said. Don't have faith. Politicians, they will tell you that they will build a bridge when there's no river. What a shock. Are you still in church? Yeah. I'm telling you, many of us in Africa and in the world have been hoodwinked, deceived by people that you trust. Is there anybody who has been deceived before? You have been deceived. People that you trust. But Abraham had faith in God. May you have faith in God. Yeah. But let every man be a liar, but let God be true. The only person who cannot deceive you is God. Yeah. Ladies, has any guy deceived any of you before? Yeah. What a shock. If I call them one by one to tell their stories. You got a call from her, baby. I love you. When I hear your voice, my heart moves from the left to the right. And then you're feeling you. Are you still in church? Lois, gift, have you been deceived before? Huh? Stand up and answer the question. Gift, stand up and answer the question. Give the microphone to her.
Yes, Bishop.
You have?
Yes, Bishop.
By a nice guy. Serious. What did he tell you that you believe? What did he tell you? Tell us. He told you that, baby, I love you. Yeah.
So many things, Bishop.
Like what?
Like.
I'm listening, gift. Yes.
I love you.
And then when she said, I love you, that your heart was melted. What did he say?
I, can't do without you.
I can't do without you. Hey! I can't do without you. And then the third one. The third one. Yes.
Don't worry about your expenses. I'll take care of them.
Marco Shibataya. Don't worry about your expenses. I'll take you to America for 2 weeks holiday and you'll be back soon. And all these things. And then what happened?
Everything was a lie.
Everything, eh? My Lord and my God. Bible says, let God be true and every man be a liar. May you have faith in God. Yeah. Can I have an amen? Yeah. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Alice, have faith in God. Don't follow that foolish man. Yeah. When the right time comes to marry, you will marry, but don't follow that foolish man now. Alice, are you in the church? What a shock. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Have faith in God. Hold your neighbor's ear and pull there and say, have faith in God, okay? Have faith. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. I said, pull the ear and tell her, have faith in God. Have faith in God. Have faith in God, okay? Have faith. Chica, have faith in God. Yeah. And these days, not only the men who deceive, the women can also deceive. Oh. Kato Shabataya. I'm preaching. I said I'm preaching. But you see, I'm telling you that the foundation of your life must be faith in God. Believe that God will take care of you. At the right time, every step that you take, God will order your steps right. Do you believe it? Abraham had faith in God. He didn't have a child. He was married for many years and didn't have a child. But God said, I'm going to bless, I'm going to give you a child. And Abraham believed God, that God can do it. God will look after you. God will take care of you. God will supply your need. God will take you higher and higher and higher. God will answer that secret prayer. Have faith in God. I'm telling you, have faith in God. Your life is going to get better and better and better. Brighter and brighter and brighter. Shout amen if you believe it. Just shout amen if you believe it. You will not be a disaster. You will not be a disappointment. You will not be a sign of shame. You will be a glorious person. You will be a blessed person. Do you believe it? What a way. What a way. Are you still here? Tell your neighbor, watch and see, watch and see. God will take care of me. God will open doors for me. Tell him, watch and see, watch and see, watch and see. God is taking me higher. I'm not staying here. I'm going higher. The God I serve is a faithful God. Tell him, the God I serve is a prayer answering God. The God I serve, he hears my prayer. Tell him, my life, tell your neighbor, my life is in the hands of Almighty God. Give another a clap and a shout. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. All my life I've seen God take care of me. Yeah. Some of you young men, you come from broken homes. And you ask your mother and father not to get it. Ask yourself, how can I survive? How can I make it? I came from a broken home. My parents were not together, and I came from a poor home. But I've seen God taking care of me every step of the way. Can I have an amen? May God be the source of your life. May God be the source of your blessing. May God take care of you and your future. Samuel, are you in church? What a word. I said, what a word. You will not end up in the gutter. And they will not end up in the gutter. When they are looking at you for you, they'll see you up on the high mountains. Oh, I'm preaching so well. I'm talking to somebody here. You came to church discouraged. You came without 100, there's no 100 naira in your pocket. But I'm telling you today, God will take care of you.
What a way.
What a way. David said, I've been young, I'm not old, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. God will never forsake you. Your children will not be beggars. Your children will not be beggars.
What a way.
Are you still in church? Can I talk to you for a few more minutes? I said, can I talk to you for a few more minutes? This morning can wipe away your tears. This morning you can smile again. You can laugh again. A new day is coming. A new season is coming. God, your life will be full of opportunities. May God bring opportunities into your life. Abraham did not have a child. And God said, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to give you a child. I'm going to give you a child. At the age of 99, his wife was 89. And God said, you're going to have an outdooring naming ceremony. You're going to have a child. Bible said, Abraham believed God. And then Bible says, at the due time, the angel came and said, at the due time, you're going to take seed. Can I have an amen? And the right time came. God's time is the best. Shout amen. We sing a song. In his time, he makes all things beautiful. In his time, may God make everything beautiful in his time. I don't know what I'm preaching to anybody here. Are you in church? So Abraham believed God. From today, may you believe God. You see, don't depend on your uncle in America for your health. Because some of you, you're always calling. My uncle in America said this. But when he sees your call, he doesn't even pick the call. Have you ever called somebody and called, the person didn't respond to your call? Has that happened to anybody here? He said he's going to help you, but he has forgotten you. But God will never forget you. I said, God will never forget you. Shout amen. Abraham believed God. So you can glean from the life of Abraham. Let me give you two or three more points and we close. I want to end early. By 2 o'clock, I'll finish preaching. What a shock.
It's too early,
yeah. It's too early, isn't it? All right. Now, quickly. So the second important thing is the fact that Abraham had faith in God. In Genesis chapter 15, verse 6, write it down. Genesis chapter 15, verse number 6. And he believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness. He believed in the Lord. Don't spend all your time crying. Spend your time building your faith in God. Should I say it again? Should I say it again? I said, don't spend all your time crying. How many of you here cry very easily? Little things make you cry. You look like it. You look like it. You are not alone, I tell you. Sister Sandra, you also cry easily. Hey. Your husband says he hasn't seen your tears for a long time. Do you cry easily? You also cry easily. Me, if you challenge me, I can cry right now. Should I cry? I told you, my son, my second son, he cries. He used to cry. Now he's grown up, so he's become a hard boy. But he used to cry. When he starts, I said, Jude, stop it. Then he'll blink, and tears are coming. I said, listen, I know where you got it from. You got it from me. Stop crying right there. I mean, I can cry if you want me to cry right now. But you see, crying is not what is going to make God answer your prayer. It's your faith in God that's going to make God answer your prayer. Come on, shout amen. So cry if you want to cry, but have faith in God. Say amen. But see, Abraham believed in the Lord. When God said, you're going to have a child, said, Lord, I believe. I believe. Let everybody say what they want to say. God has said this about me, and I believe what God has said. I believe what God has said. Say amen. And the time came when his wife took seed, and the Bible says that they had a lovely son. Clap your hands for the Lord. The next thing that you can learn as we follow Abraham and his life, we also can learn from Abraham the fact that Abraham commanded his house after God. He ruled his house well. Abraham ruled his house well. Everybody say, Abraham ruled his house well. I didn't hear you. I did not hear you. Genesis chapter 18 and verse 19. Genesis 18 and verse 19. For I know him, that is Abram. He will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him. This is God. God said, I know Abraham. I know him very well. He shall command his children and his household after him, after God. I know. Then you are saying, I know this man, Abraham. He shall command. You see, one of the beautiful lessons we can learn from Abraham's life, that Abraham had a godly family. He knew how to let his family and his household serve God. Say amen. Amen. This one, I pray for every parent here. May your children not go wayward. Amen. May God take away stubbornness and rebellion from your children. Amen. May your children not fight against the God that you serve. Amen. Shout amen. Amen. Are you still here? I said, are you still here? I've seen very good ministers, pastors, and whose children are so opposed to God. They fight God. They do all sorts of things to spite their parent and spite God. But I tell you today, in this service, every parent here, I rebuke every spirit of stubbornness in your child's life. May every waywardness in your child, may God take it away. And may your children serve the God that you have served all these years. Shout amen. Shout your loudest amen. Now, parenting is a difficult thing. I'm telling you, parenting is not an easy thing. Yes, my daughter is looking at me. She's wondering whether I'm suffering looking after her. Yes, I wake up. Hey, finish. Have you had a quiet time? Have you read your Bible? And so on. Because I have to make sure that when I'm not there, she will still have faith in God and not me. Can I have an amen? Amen. I have to train her with the word of God so that when I'm not there, mother is not there, she will have a God she can lean on. I remember one day I took my three boys. We were driving in the streets of Accra towards midnight. We drove to the richest part of the city where the real rich people live. We drove and we saw the beautiful buildings, the edifices, which have been built all over. Now, my boys were admiring the buildings and said, Daddy, why don't we move to this area? I said, shut up, boy. You think it's easy to just park your things and move to a rich area? You have no idea. They don't know what it means to live in this area. And say, oh, where we live is not good at all. Where we live, the road is not good. Look at these nice houses. They were much younger. Then, after that, I drove them into the real slums of the city. The places where people sleep on the streets. Not that they are vagabonds, but there's nowhere to live and they cannot pay for rent. So I took them to the real slums and who were sleeping in the distance was about midnight, sleeping by the open gutters. The place was stinking and all that, all over. And as we got there, I rolled down the window of the car so that they can enjoy the stench. What a shock. Are you still there? And so one said, when I rolled down, the other one was rolling up. I said, don't roll up, leave it. I opened the window, leave the window the way it is. Then they saw, we could see, when we drive, you see insects and flies, hovering at midnight all over. People were trying to sleep. And they were quiet in the car.
Nobody said, Daddy, let's move to this area. What a shock. Now, they were quiet in the car. So I drove them, I slowed down, driving slowly, maybe 10 kilometers per hour. Just slowly, slowly, as they looked around and all that. And one of them asked me, Daddy, why are they here? I said, it's not, many of them, it's not their fault. Life has pushed them to where they are. Nobody would like to sleep by this gutter, by this sinking gutter, but life and the pressures and the situation they find themselves in has pushed them where they are. And they were quiet. And I was driving them. I was driving them. Then we drove out of the area and we got to a little more, and we got to where street lights and other things are and all that. So just before we turned to the house where we live, I stopped the car and I asked them, what do you think? They all said nothing. Their minds have stopped working because they've seen that their state was better than others. Many of your state is better than many people, in case you don't know. So you think that you are the worst person, but others are in deeper pit than you. Anyway, so when I spoke, I told them, boys, you know, the first boy at that time was about 15. The second was 4. The third was 12. So I said, boys, I've been your father. I'm Bishop E.A.T. Saki. People know me. Because of me, you get a lot of favors. People say, oh, this is Bishop Saki's son. This is where, and all that. And so I talked to them. I said, because of who your father is, you are given a certain recognition and respect. And even gifts because of your father. But I told them that, listen to me, boys. You are old enough to take decisions for yourself. The fact that I am your father will not send you to heaven. You must also take a decision for yourselves. I know you go to church. I know you follow me all along. But today, this midnight, I want as your father to lead you personally, to give your heart to Christ, because I will not be there forever. When I'm not there, may your foundation be on God and not on your father. Because David said that, though my father and mother, for some time, father and mother will not be there, but God will be there for you. Amen. So I spoke to them, and I led them in prayer, and I told them, I know you have prayed this prayer before, but today, right in front of our gate, say this prayer after me. And they all said, dear Father, I give my heart to Jesus. I'll serve Jesus the rest of my life. From today, Jesus is my Lord. I make sure that I've heard my children pray the sinner's prayer. I'm telling you, because I cannot be giving them sweets and they'll go to hell. I must give them Christ. I know Abraham. He will command his children after me. May you command your household after God. Come on, shout amen. Are you still in church? I said, are you still in church? Sometimes I quarrel with my little daughter over Bible reading. When we are going to school, I said, I won't talk to you because she has not read her Bible. For me, it's important. She can eat her eggs. She can eat her bread. But she must read the Bible and have a personal relationship with God. It's more important to me than eggs that she has to eat. I said, if you don't read your Bible, I'm not talking to you. It's important because young people sitting here, and there's so many of you young people under the age of 25, many of you are going to take decisions in life, and your decisions must be guided by God and His word. Oh, I don't know why you are quiet. Why you are quiet? Am I talking, Mary? Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm telling you, life, Olivia, listen to what I'm saying seriously. Some of you, we beg you to come to church as if you are doing us a favor. You don't know that it is the blessing of God for you to serve God and to walk with God at this your age. So that, Olivia, boys will not abuse you. Boys will not use you and abuse you. You will know what to say when foolish boys come to you. How old are you? Olivia, how old are you? 15. Listen, important. Very important. Every young person here, are you hearing what I'm saying? Hello, the place is becoming hotter and quieter. I'm preaching so well. Auntie Mary, your children, your beautiful sons, command them after God. Tell them you're going to church. So I'm going to sleep. No, get up and go to church. Because when I'm not there, God will be there. In the beginning, God, not in the beginning, your father, in the beginning, God. God will be there in the beginning and he'll be there at the end. What a word. May you command your household after God. Gideon, command your household after God. Auntie Eunice, command your household after God. Let the children see that you are a Christian. Don't play useless music in your house. I don't know why you people are quiet. Are you still in church? Are you still in church? You play sensual music. Music of the devil. Say, Bishop, say it again. Music of the devil. You play it in the house. And your children are learning. Demons are entering them. Hey. I don't know why I'm preaching so well. Pastor, can I continue preaching? May you command your household after God. May you be godly children, godly students, godly men and godly women. Lift your hand and say, I'll be a godly person. Everybody lift your hand and say, I'll be a godly person. I'll be a godly person. I'll be a godly person. Joseph, you got to be godly. I'm so glad when I see you coming for choir rehearsal and coming after church. You are around and so on. That's how godliness begins. It begins with church, with God, Bible. That's how godliness begins. Amen. Not drinking alcohol. Oh, I'm preaching. I bind every alcohol spirit in the name of Jesus. You'll not be a drunkard. Lift your hand and say, I'll not be a drunkard. Some of you drink here from today. Don't drink again. Amen. My name is Bishop E.T. I'm talking to you. Don't drink that alcohol again. Amen. All of you are not looking at me. I know you, I suspect you. Look at your neighbor. Ask your neighbor, are you the one the man is talking about? Are you the one the man is talking about? Uncle Patrick, do you know that some of these young people, they feel that it is fun. It's just peer pressure. Peer pressure. All my friends are doing it, so it's okay. All my friends are doing it, so it's okay. What a shock. What a shock. You are delivered in Jesus' name. I say, you are delivered in Jesus' name. Shout amen. Can I give you one last point? Hello, can I give you one last point? Or yes, two more. I'm so glad I'm preaching this message. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Amen. Don't give your children money, only money. Give them Christ. I'm preaching very good. Amen. Another beautiful lesson we can learn from Abraham. Wow. I'm jumping through these things. The art of following Abraham is the art of intercession. Intercession. In Genesis chapter 18 and verse 23. Genesis 18:23. All of you are sleeping, say amen. What a shock. Genesis 18:23. And Abraham drew near and said, will thou also destroy the righteous with the wicked? Now Abraham's nephew was Lot. And Lot was living in Sodom. Wow. Lois, you know the Bible very much. I don't know why you're not a pastor yet. Now, Abraham's nephew Lot was living in Sodom. And Sodom had a lot of evil going on. They have all sorts of evil you can imagine about. And then Bible says that Abraham, the angels were going to destroy Sodom. And Abraham interceded. Intercession means to pray and step in so that the evil will not occur. I'm telling you, So Abraham was interceding, said to the angel, please, please, will you also destroy the righteous with the wicked? Will you do that? May you be an intercessor in the name of Jesus. Some of you, your families, God wants you to be an intercessor in your family. I pray that everybody in your family shall be saved. Come on, shout amen. As you intercede for them. I was the first person to get saved, got born again in my family. Then my brothers came. Then my sisters came. Then one day I was preaching at a crusade. And I was preaching powerfully like I always do. And then when I made the altar call, who will give their life to Christ? Believe it or not, I saw my mother. I saw my mother coming from the back, lifting her hand. My beautiful mother, she was coming from the back, giving her, came forward and gave her heart to Jesus. I was so happy when my mother came and gave her life to Christ. Clap your hands for the Lord. May your family be saved. May everybody in your family be saved in Jesus' name. May they never die and go to hell. Shout amen. And when my family came to give, my mother came to give her life to Christ, then we went to church the following day. And then my mother came. And I said, okay, we are praying for Holy Spirit baptism. And then they all came forward. And I was praying for them. They were praying for everybody. So nobody laid hands on my mother. So I had to lay hands on my mother. Can you believe it? So I placed my hands on her. To my surprise, she fell under the power. I realized I'm very anointed. What a shock. My mother fell down. My mother fell down. I said, what? I'm so anointed. Then when she fell down, that I remembered all the knocks she gave me when I was a child. I said, ushers, bring her back. Come on, take it again in the name of Jesus. And she fell down again. And I remember all the years that she passed. I said, bring her back. Come on, take it again in the name of Jesus. My mother, it was a day of vengeance. My mother fell down about 5 times. The ushers, I said, ushers, bring her back. And I saw her fight with the ushers. I won't go. Before I read that, she was speaking in tongues. Shaka, ba, 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 ba. I said, yeah, you talk through. What a shock. May you be an intercessor. I said, may you be an intercessor. Finally, Abraham was a tither. Abraham paid tithe to God. Wow. 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 One of the greatest blessings that we can learn, the name again, Samuel. One of the greatest we can learn from Abraham is that he honored God with tithing. He was the first to pay tithe. Now, we sing, Abraham's blessings are mine. Is there a song like that? Abraham's blessings are mine. Now, Abraham's blessings. One more time, come on. Abraham's blessings are mine. Everybody, one more time. Abraham's blessings. Abraham's blessings are mine. Now wait. For Abraham's blessing to be yours, you must do what Abraham did to obtain the blessing that he obtained. You cannot just sing the song and go home. What a shock. Roya, do you understand what I'm saying? You cannot just sing. Come on, sing. Let's go. Wait. You must do what Abraham did to be blessed. Before you can sing the song, Abraham honored God with his tithing. If you don't pay your tithe, Abraham's blessings cannot be yours. Makato Shabataya. Are you still in church? I said, are you still in church? And Abraham paid tithe of all that God gave him. And then the blessings of Abraham became real. May you be blessed with the blessings of Abraham as you honor God. You know something? I'm not out of word. I'm just out of time. Stand to your feet, everybody. Stand to your feet. Are you blessed? Are you blessed you came to church? Wow, you'll be blessed. Abraham's blessing, come on. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Close your eyes with me, everyone, wherever you are standing this moment. Close your eyes with me. Every one of us here, close your eyes with me. In the church, God bless you for coming. God bless you for making the effort to come. But this moment, you want to say, Bishop, I want Jesus to be my Lord and Savior. I want Jesus to be the King of my life. Wherever you are standing at this moment, you want me to pray for you. You want Jesus to be the Lord of your life. Lift your right hand and I shall pray for you now. Lift your right hand up high. God bless you. Wonderful. Lift it. I see your hand. Keep it up. Keep it up. Don't put it down. You want to say, today, I want to take God seriously. I want to be saved. I want to be born again. Lift your right hand and let me pray with you. Now, every one of you, join me and let's say this prayer. Say with me, Heavenly Father. Say it loud, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
This Sunday morning. I give my heart to you.
I receive Jesus.
As my Lord and Savior. Today.
Come into my heart.
Help me to serve you. Help me to follow you. Help me to walk with you. The rest of my life. From today.
I declare.
That Abraham's blessing. Shall be my portion. I shall serve God. As I follow God. As I walk with God. Jesus. Take control of my life.
And help me.
To serve you. The rest of my life. Thank you, Father. For hearing my prayer. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Clap your hands for the Lord. Before you take your seats, I want you to move to 12 people and tell them Abraham's blessings are yours. 12 people. 12. 12. Some of you did only 5. Make it 7 more. 7 more. Everybody, come on. May Abraham's blessings be yours indeed.
Amen.
May your family be blessed.
Amen.
May your family be saved.
Amen.
May your children and your siblings be saved.
Amen.
May your parents be saved.
Amen.
May your household be a saved household.
Amen.
May your life be a blessed life.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Take your seat. What a blessing. I feel blessed preaching. I said, I feel blessed preaching. Don't miss next Sunday. I'm going to take another character.